In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Welcome to EMS Office Hours. This is Jim Hoffman.
And this is Josh Knapp.
And I'm Dave Brenner.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us all together again on a
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday. We missed last week. Been having a little problem hooking up. We've all been a little bit busy in our own little lives.
So. I was thinking that it just goes to show either how sad we are or how dedicated we are.
I think I like to go with the dedicated.
I think you want to go with the dedicated. Yeah. We're always trying to
take the high road there.
If you look at the, I don't know if you guys ever look at the blog where I post these episodes at emsofficehours.com, but the other day I had somebody post a very lengthy kudos to us on the show, which I thought was kind of cool.
Well, that's nice.
He's the pneumatic, and just talked about how he enjoys the show and what we talk about, and gave some of his insight and his what he goes through where he's working and stuff. So, and it was funny, he mentioned about how his wife gets irritated with him because whenever he has any kind of downtime, he's putting in his iPod and putting his headphones in his ears to listen to, 20, 30 minutes of the show.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. Trying to encourage people to go to the iTunes account, the iTunes page for the show. You can find it at emsseo.com/iTunes. You can go there and subscribe, of course, to the show on iTunes. And hopefully, of course, I'd like people to go there and leave us a rating, or even better yet, some little commentary on what they think of the show, whether they like it, they hate it, whatever.
And why.
And we'll try to mention it here on the show as the comments that they make, So I think it's pretty cool to do that. Apple likes it when you engage in not just listening to the podcast and subscribing, but they also like the ratings and the commentary, because it'll help us get to the front of the EMS-related sort of podcasts that are out there. So, anyway, again, you can go to emsseo.com/iTunes, and that'll take you to the iTunes page where you can get more information about the show and see how you can leave a rating and subscribe. Of course, you do need an iTunes account, just in case anybody doesn't have an iTunes account in this day and age, but you never know.
That is a real testament to Apple, right? When you sit there and laugh, it's like somebody asking, what is Google?
That's true. No, that's true, though. It is true. People, I guess, some things that are out there, and brands become so well known that you kind of laugh when it's suggested that.
It's another thing entirely, which is how these devices have integrated themselves so completely in our lives and society that there's actual medical problems associated with staring at neck strain from staring down at your phone.
I dare anybody. You can look around. You can pretty much look anywhere in a crowd of people, then you're not going to find at least one of them looking at their phone or looking at an iPad or something like that. And one of them, probably several in a crowd of people will see, be looking down at their phone.
I know you have a different topic tonight, but I really wanted to go into this a little bit because I was talking to a friend of mine.
We have a minute of time.
Yeah, thank you. A minute? Okay. I was talking to a friend of mine who is could be considered, like one of the dinosaurs of EMS. certainly one of those guys with a 4 or 5 digit EMT number. And for folks in that don't know the New York City system, if you they once you have an EMT number, you have it for life, and or as long as you're an EMT anyway. Do they recycle? I don't think they recycle the numbers.
Nope.
No.
Right. So, and they
have a limitless supply of numbers.
That's how it goes on and on. And it's kind of interesting because other places do, but there you go. You get one number, and they started, I think, from one. So there's somebody, you know, I don't know if they're still an EMT today, but they had, you know, like one. It must have been the first 100 recognized EMTs in New York. But so he was saying he was voicing his displeasure with how people sit there on the bus and don't talk anymore. I mean, really, it's taking the strain or the stress away from having to talk to your partner if that was stressful. I mean, honestly, I think a lot of us found it, you know, sort of if you enjoyed working with somebody, it was almost the highlight of the day, you know, to sit there and shoot the shit. I guess
in some parts it's good because you now, if you have a partner that you don't get along with or that you have any type of conflict, you do have that distraction. But I don't know, in the past,
pick up a book.
I was just going to say that. I mean, in the past, I would easily just you know, read. If I knew I was working with somebody I didn't really care to work with, I would easily just pick a book up and you know, read a book while I was, you know, on the truck or study my paramedic textbook.
Close your eyes,
you know?
Or listen to an EMS podcast. You know?
But I think it actually gets in the way of, you know, some essential aspects of the job. In terms of either decompressing, talking about a stressful event, talking about a job that, you know, sort of.
Yeah, what do you think? Phones? You think that the smartphones have eliminated that? I mean, I think people kind of have to.
Well, now
want
you put it on
that.
Facebook.
Well, if you're stupid, you can put it on Facebook and
yeah,
getting
exactly
jammed up for, you know,
mm-hmm.
social media mm-hmm. faux pas. You know, I don't know. I think that the smartphones have benefits for us on the truck. I mean, looking up drugs, looking up protocols. I mean, I know people that will play music for you know, certain patients that helps the patient calm down or give the patient an experience in the back of the truck, believe it or not. You know, some people will play some music on the way to the hospital, you know, for the patient.
A little mm-hmm. music therapy.
Yeah, sort of like, hey, you know, I can't do much for you for what you're complaining about, but you know what? I have my smartphone. If you want to listen to music, what kind of music you want to listen to? And then they'll put it up and let the person listen to whatever it is on the way to the hospital while they're, you know, typing their report or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, or, you know, but minor interaction with the patient that's not necessarily critical, but, you know, making that 15, you know, minute ride or whatever it is, more of a pleasurable experience. I mean, I know people who use a smartphone and let pediatric patients play like games on the phone to help.
Yeah,
them.
That's sure. A little bit dangerous because they have a way of getting into things that they're not supposed to get into. I mean, there are actually apps that parents can use for that.
What do you mean?
There are apps that you can use.
You can go into child mode.
Right, go into child mode, exactly.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah, I know one person that does it has like an old phone that he uses just for that, just for the kids to kind of right. play with. It's not even like an active phone. So he's got it just for that purpose alone. So if they break it, they get their sticky fingers all over it, doesn't ruin his phone. Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
You know? So I think it's just, I mean, they have a place, and I guess, Josh, I mean, I guess you're trying to say that it's, that these devices
they have an incredible place. I mean, how many times?
An electronic pacifier.
But it goes beyond that. I mean, it's a two-edged sword. It's an incredible amount of power to have a endless computer at your fingertips, especially when you're in the medical world, because you come across a non-generic drug or a drug that has a different commercial name, and you're not familiar with it. You can instantly know everything about that drug that you need to know in order to help facilitate treatment. You can learn about a condition. If you don't remember something, you can look it up. You know, I mean, it's all there. So it's a learning tool. It's it's everything a computer can do, but it has that social effect of pulling us apart, I think, of separating us. You know, look, you had a partner. I mean, how many, Jim? You've been doing this for 1 or 2 years, Dave. You too.
Yeah. You know?
I'm sure you've worked with somebody who you didn't like at first, and then you came to like very much, after working with them for a while. I mean, I assume both of you have been in situations where you have changed your opinion about somebody.
Well, sure, but I mean, I'm not the type of person that will glue myself to my smartphone from the get-go when I get somebody that I necessarily don't like or may have some, reservations about. But if it turns out that, this person is not really compatible with me in the way that I work or what have you, then, yeah, maybe I will, spend more time on the phone, looking at my phone than I would trying to engage that person,
mm-hmm.
Because, I think it's a two-way street. If the person is not going to be engaging me and I'm trying to engage them, they're on their phone the whole time, I'm not going to say, hey, put your phone down, I want to talk to you. I'm not going to do that either.
Are we there yet? No, of course not. No one's going to be purposely or try to be purposely annoying. But there is that aspect that you get to know the person you're working with. You get to, communicate and exchange ideas, even idle chatter. I mean, sometimes you find something surprising about a person and, that brings you a little bit closer together. I'm just saying that, this whole aspect of isolating yourself in your thoughts is a two-way street, and sometimes the chemistry that could happen, this will pull away from. I mean, it's certainly just my opinion, but
I get what you're saying.
Because this was all prompted by a conversation that I had with a fellow coworker who has been in doing this a long, long time and was really sort of griping about that.
Sounds like a jerk.
A jerk with a low number? Is that what you say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No. I don't work with him. He's set in his ways.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
By the way, New York State passed 500,000 EMTs.
Nice.
Since our inception of EMTs.
Nice.
There's one on every corner.
All right, dime a dozen. Everyone, and they're all trying to be famous. But I wonder how many of them are volunteers.
Many. Segway, nice.
Not a great segue.
Okay, well, that's it for this week's episode of EMS Office Hours. Real quick episode, I know, and some teaser information for next week's episode. Any questions, comments, concerns, of course, send them on over to me. It's contact@emsofficehours.com. Until next week, as always, Jim Hoffman, stay safe.